few things I want to say, but I hope they're not, when I'm finished, I'm not going to say anything for it. And also, maybe discuss the topic, because the town is talking about the topic. And I was, sort of, kind of a point in his career, in his draft, by an impulse to declare himself, and turn him ultimately out. And set off and see the religious vision, which was passed in the religion. Everything has been taught. After this, he just ultimately was thrown back into himself. So it was later, he was expressing his lack of that kind of self-confidence, as he said. Of course, the fact is, one of the time calling factors is not going to be in the world. We may choose the calling factors because the theory is single, which helps us to make critical features of contemporary experience understandable. For example, Norman Mailer was quite recently in both the White Whale and the Spirit of Holy Meaning. And finally, last, at the Democratic Convention in Chicago, Mailer said, this Melville Quayle had come charging up out of the sea. And he found in the first moment for the takeoff of the Apollo 11, for the moon disappeared, the surface was combined into the ground. He likened it to Moby Dick, moving him upward, and he said that he was to do it, the surface of the sky, the air, the earth. The Melville Quayle can be used to characterize the moment of triumph. He does something with that, but this does great mystical beast still proves in the world of the country. One of the most penetrating and dismaying comments about our present situation in Vietnam was made recently by an intimate editor of Johnson Brothers, who said Vietnam is the same LBJ criteria. But Melville has done no more than to offer a pertinent conception by which to elucidate our cultural experience. He would not be a prophet at all. He would be a pundit. Perhaps a great pundit, but not a prophet. For a prophet directs us to something deeper than a diagnosis of our immediate cultural experience. However, we may share the delusion that our own age is the only thing of ultimate importance to the understanding. A pundit gives us a view. Compass causes to reduce a lot. New insights into our immediate problems are merely a byproduct of that assumption of experience which he provokes. We've taken over no great confidence by saying that he is relevant to us. There is an austerity to the same prophet that we would never master today. Among the many ironies of this period, Melville became a prophet even as he concluded that he was not there. In Moby Dick, Melville's ego is paramount to the actual model of it. Even as his spiritual aspirations begin to undermine the confidence of his companion. The confidence that the world will yield a vision of the industry is sending the attack for us. We do not celebrate Melville as prophet today because he emerged from the struggle with a coherent set of beliefs. Just another way. Kierkegaard declared the spiritual sector of a man could not be measured by how many things, but by how many times he was. Melville's striving with his prophetic mission ends his contemporary education, but could establish him in the spirit of his giant. He brought him before new insights, and he's through reading. As the prophetic consciousness came upon Melville in 1836, when he was writing a third novel, Martin, he had intended to write this novel and the same format which had brought great success to the first production study from other opinions. I'm sure it was mentioned in John T. which had been the religious tradition of the Jeremiah, know that the stains of his youth make him unfit for the task of blessed saying, and so I say in the story, say, I was driven from my course when I blasted this year, and good survivors, known as the bad of the body things upon my hand, still bowed to the veil. This text is religious, in that it examines all its heterogeneous stages of sin under a single sentence, asking whether any of them survived the setbacks and the loss of the soul, spiritual discovery in life, does not result from an effort to understand or realize a single viewpoint of the book, but from a ranging effort to test all possibilities. Thus, Melville's lawyer is trying to discover a golden kingdom in which the requirements of his soul's life can be met. Melville conceives an object of such a place of teaching in that return, but yet, in bold text, there are better to speak and bound to speak and close on vulgar words. Give me you guys and cover that, but yet I do. Melville's connected structure is one of the kind of committed to because Melville's own structure has intentionally made it speak fearlessly and well fitted, as both will come to you. Melville is acutely aware that conditions of health and wealth and social position can give form to the man so that men assert an absolute truth. You should help in reality, determined by means of standards. Melville himself has experienced radical changes of fortune, changes that gave him an exceptional opportunity to appreciate those things to which certain view reality from the bias, and so composed by social studies. Melville was born into the genteel and sophisticated home, the same class as in that business man. His parents had every reason to consider themselves prime citizens of New York, and his father's father had been in on the Boston Tea Party. And they kept him on top of a little bottle of tea, which was poured out of the soup. And then he seemed to talk about it, and he knew he was in the front of the town of America. And his father completed the family of time to do his work, and he was in the father, but he did his faith. And constantly ascribed his own business success to God's Christ. His own sublime assurance of God's unfailing support prompted him and Christ to take things at risk of his very venture business. And his business was for the emergency. At such time, in emergency, in a kind of emergency, he simply asserted his belief in Christ, the promise of being true. When Henry was 11, his father was in effect. And after 2 years, he found that I was preaching in that man, and that, this example, led to a drastic reduction in the family circumstances. So he went to bed, he was able to find out of the work, and he was able to get him out of the family kingdom, which is a good way of working as 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 a good way of working. I must not think of those wonderful days before my father became bankrupt and died. But when I think of those days, something rises up in my face and almost strangles me. And Melville unraveled that agonized knot in the throat. He discovered a deep suspicion of the deceptive certainty which the appeal to religious truth can bestow upon complacent delusion like those with the destroyed stars and the fortune altogether. In subsequent voyage to Melville to the South Sea, he was exposed to further evidence of the way in which the religious object may distort the fact of experience. It suited the interest of missionaries and their sponsors, Melville found, to depict the native islanders as declared by Rogers and to celebrate the accomplishments of their Christian life with a certain victory and goodness and truth over falsehood and divinity. In truth, Melville concluded, the natives had a life which was valuable and appealing in its own right, highly different from life in the Western or Boston. While the grand U.S. missionary rhetoric merely concealed the fact that these natives were being, as Melville said, civilized and exasperated, and evangelized and preached the burden. While Melville was punishing his work, and he faced the same many problems, he was given to his post-war, and apparently took the suggestion that he liked the security of fact that the 19th century American mother is the greatest living of gift to come to live in the house, up on this time. The result is another lesson, the result of the writing, conscious of the person. There's another lesson that also the first of place, thanking the mention of the church. So the child of prison, pain, pain, furthermore, the same way that I was doing that, my son, love it. The upstairs is self-consciousness. With this method of saving, you sense them by the success of the center model, only. And so now that I was moving in the most prison in the conscious place, the University of Boston, and married, of course, with the daughter of the chief justice of the 1924, and it was about this time, as he was on the bill that the last resistance stand up and know that the front window of that was having witnessed in the South Sea the distortion which many of you want and those who have experienced and having known in his own person the radical alterations of consciousness which come with drastic changes of fortune and how they'll set out to find the truth of the South Sea proposing his own person as the matrix new insight into reality, which I saw, beyond all sources. This bold effort encountered two difficulties. In the first place, Malveaux was unable to arrive at a vision of the truth, even if it was known as the initiator, and that's the time of it. At the end of Marty, the hero of the story disappeared in the further circuit over an endless sea. The golden haven, which the soul may claim to secure in ruin, is never discovered. In the second place, the novel did not sell. In the second place, it was discovered. The novel was forced to subdue the prophetic impulse and was next to novel, only to release it again. And over there, in the leader, the prophetic subrogance of my years deeper and deeper down, and know that the space of suspension, how any human country can lay claim to an authoritative grasp on ultimate reality. How does the prophet know that? When he is in contact with the divine, and not merely in the margin of one human body, and that is human. Another struggle with suspension, in full awareness, is a natural religious operation. The Unitarian believes that man could achieve knowledge of the divine office through reason. They thought that man had an innate moral sense, which enabled him to judge accurately, to ethical quality of experience, and that when man applied his intellect to the moral data from the trial, he would inevitably discover that the world is ruled by a benevolent spirit. Now, the attempt of this Unitarian conception of reason so far is to make it indistinguishable from madness. Such praising a great artist as one whose intellect drops down into the universe like a sunset, one will characterize as a moment of natural inspiration as enabling the artist to speak to his whole extreme madness of life and truth. The thrust of reason in all that vigorous desire arrives at the derangement of reason. Unitarian reason leads to madness in Malveaux because he judged the fact of moral experience more severely than Unitarian did. Malveaux's first novel, that's the passage, was involved in the extra-temporal. He was passed from a missionary to Polynesia, around such strong protest that the defendant's captains were removed from the second American edition of Brooks. Malveaux sought to reconcile himself to these expurgations by saying he found that his conception was aggressive in the men and marriage. In truth, however, there was no more aggressive in men and America. But the truth of the man is self intuitive and small intervention which bursts through the otherwise easy women from the earth and his own story. Malveaux charges the most proclaimed with the evangelization of ladies and the fact of destruction. And the pure presumption of moral superiority, the Western moral superiority, on which this operator is proceeding, comes by the fact from the only Western man. So, again, the king by fear, this is destroyed, the invention of all manner of best dealing in the vindictiveness of this disappointment on our life, and the misery and desolation that follow in their turn, are enough of themselves to turn the cross to the last man as the most ferocious animal on the face of the earth. Now that our outrage against the decline of the Western humanity broke out again in part after the murder of the real witness of the attack affected the stronger and the fact that the spokesman for the question was found to be defending the other attorney. The keystone of now those ethical conscience was his tenacious belief in the inherent dignity of human beings. And he called that immaculate manliness in the field of man. So far in the image that it remains intact, though all the outer character seem gone. It is this ability to recognize this dignity in every hour, and in common prayer, which laid a hand away from itself, and is often degraded by one of the human power of his own, and the rationale, often rationale by the little function, to the wrong and the wrong thing. The matter of belief in the dignity of man led into the that the hunters can not only victimize my cruel and powerful nature, but that life itself and tragedy is how much the world. The suffering of innocence is sometimes in such a kind of about sound, and the life and stuff to think about. The so-called natural evil of the world produces no intellectual problem for those who believe that man's world is right. The problem of evil does not result from the belief in God, but from the belief in the dignity of man. Thus, its ethical consciousness is right now that I profess from the justice of God, and to embody this under the unfailing judgment that it has his nature in my far away, and as it seems to know. Thus, Captain Ahab seeks revenge for an injury that he considers a deadly offense to a person of dignity. This radical application of the notion of human dignity leads not only to madness, as some of the writers of the Bible but to the self-destruction of that moral consciousness from which the logic of Ahab's revenge takes its cause. In having the foil, Ahab becomes a child of death. No less cruel and wanton than the evil God may be contended, but it attempts to contend with. He inflicts upon his crude enemies no more deserved than those he was punished. Thus, individual consciousness itself, individual consciousness itself, in the cause and the narrow ground of heat, begins to split apart and destroy its inner flaws and contradictions. The fact that opposition to evil can produce the same society, vengefulness, and wrathfulness, becomes a narrow statement of figure for the inherent weakness of man's moral nature. The truth is absolutely extreme, the moral sense destroys itself. So the ethical consciousness fails to place man in a harmonious relation to the nature of things, but can test it to its death to reveal the stubborn opposition between man and ultimate reality. Another avenue towards ultimate truth is now that our expression towards transcendental vision, now for our own. And now, the dawn of the new age, the religious discovery in our life, by which we work and defend and draw an original relation to the universe. Freedom from dependence upon truth of European origin, Americans with a half, a poetry and philosophy of insight and other traditions, and a religion by revelation to us. Such insight and revelation has been developed, according to Kant, from the direct access of the mind to God, which man thinks he is through nature. Emerson believes that natural objects are single and spiritual enough, so that a knowledge of the transcendent can be achieved through an openness with symbolic potency of material things. Thus, he says, man, the process of consciousness can be experienced. It should gather the energy of the spirit and the speech of the divine mind, and target the energy of God itself. Another integral of the sound is the consciousness, with acute sensitivity to the moral and spiritual progressive spiritual life. The work that pervades is meditation, which will provoke by mindful action, or out of that. And in order that, the deepest spiritual program are developed from such moments of insight. Captain Ahab voices the ground to now those prophetic speakers and declares, all visible things, man, are but a taste toward man. But in each event, in the living act, in the undoubted being, some unknown but still reasoning thing puts forth its secret to the unreasoning man. There is every good that can run, like a harpoon or hair bird or whatever. Simply, it's a place for a man. How many of them have been in the intelligence, the reasoning thing, that these secrets can be given to the sea? That's the point of the number of insights, and then the perception through the physical object in the center of the line. But despite this reliance upon transcendental insight and development of the spiritual aspiration, no more warm that such insight would provoke a serious oblivion to the danger of life. One of the most compelling evil cases of transcendental consciousness against the political nightmare on the southern border. We never found any way during this kind of event. And here I give you a nice little bit of taking this in the mouth of the lulled into an opium-like richness into the basement unconscious reverie to this uncommanded youth by the lingering face of David and his father. David and his father. He looked at the way of the gender in the land. That at last, he loses his identity, takes the mystic poison that he speaks to the visible image of that deep, blue, bodily soul of the waiting mankind and nation. And every spring casting, gliding, beautiful sound of the nature that leads him seems to him the embodiment of those beneath his thoughts that only people of soul by continual sitting still. And this enchanted mood, while spirit undulates against the pain, there is no life in him now, except that rough and light imparted by a gentle whirling ship, by her, by the machine, by the sea, from the inscrutable time of God. All this speech, this dream beyond you, use your foot for a hand, one thing, keep your hold of all, and your identity becomes life and power. And perhaps you can make it a fair story with one past struggle, truth, and you drop through that one channel there into the tendency, no more desire for others. You did well, you have to. Let's know that on this page, the crazy young man, Berkeley, who in the top glorious conference of an empty ship, announced that he was going to Europe and walked out for the fact of the fifth Carolina. Melville's most radical exploration of transcendental consciousness occurs as he tries to present the meaning of the particle of an empty ship on the ship. Ishmael tells us that this is a tightness of the world, most deeply preoccupied, not the individual. Melville gives numerous instances in which partners are associated with peculiar power, as for example with traditional farming nursing and groups. So if the imagination steps this foot in a public gaze to secret meaning, which he has promised to disclose, then as the user is training his intuition, get beyond the suggestion of rolling and his tight fingers whenever brings up an attack on a white soil, to get beyond the suggestion, this suggestion is in the inner meaning of the thought of life. Melville supposes that whiteness is terrific because it stabs us from behind. It's a thought of annihilation since, in essence, whiteness is not so much a color as a divisible absence of color. The white contrast, but it has no meaning. It's revealed in action. And this effect is reflective, the mystical effect is not halted by an obstacle. He stands in the back, his face betrays itself, and this holding a crisis of insight. The fall of annihilation brings the numbing awareness that the spirit of man finds no sympathy for the dying spirit. Is it for these reasons, on the other hand, that there is such a dense, black, and close meaning in the wide landscape of snow, the calmest, all colored, and conditions of making the world? Having established such a fearful significance of whiteness, Melville then proposes that all the color that we see around us is not actually inherent in life. But it's only a cosmetic effect produced by the interaction of light with matter. So that considered apart from that receiving interaction, both light itself and the visible world are in essence totally color. And that glance of insight, the great world of making those glance, and mystical consciousness is negated, shows the record into the amazing self-glance, and the number of the parts on the ground, so it's not that around it. And they've all been saying, you know, that they have an affair, so it's a single. This is an ultimate limit, that for an expert insight to liquidate itself, following the secrets of the universe about the relation that's made to helping discover the existence. Thus, that transcendental consciousness, which secrets the human, and the perception of the congruity of this, between man's spiritual ideas and the forms of the spirit of life, that consciousness ends with the discovery of the universe to the entry of the discovery of the same physical consciousness pressing in upon itself. Thus, the movie of two human centers will be explored, four less the consciousness, to yield an authoritative vision of the ultimate. Both moral points and transcendental insights, both balance of the advanced world of centers of the day, were excluded by Mario in the scientists display their inadequacy as God's ultimate truth. The these discoveries, the groundwork is tucked in beneath Mario's propeller consciousness. And in order to follow Mario, in order to take the young man, he follows the gift of insight and moral points until they leave the liberal and pure science. Mario's thought, therefore, was never. Arrived at a skepticism, which encroaches upon its own criteria. A doubt so far gone that doubt itself becomes doubtful. The world of Moby-Dick is one in which all gestures, both in ultimate, small, or spiritual stability, are perpetual and attached. No point advantage will permit the reader a commanding view of all those meanings, and all those meanings, which ought to forbid the development of a unifying vision. That is, in other words, the reason why the question. and and far from Marlboro, around this growth of purpose, and the drive off rhythm, on the other hand, the emerges into something and into the marriage world, has a sort of how it needs to bring up the potential. If he's ready to go with anything that he's got to do with the marriage, and I think he's open to see the future from the future. Rather deliberate than destructive, defined issues as a longer in this specific group of the growing foundation. Beyond that, when speaking further about the federal government, which has taken some kind of symbol from the movement of the stars, as you know, these countries are. And at first, it's pretty horrifying to the issue. It's a really funny thing when you recall that the men and all have been talking about it in the North Carolina, and it's all colored with tattoos and making it horrifying. And the tattoos begin as a symbol for this horrifying emotion from China, just around the utmost extremes of the nation.
Thank you.
one of them, the other one, that's the thing. There's often very bad, I mean, there are really bad things, very good look for it. And he was a great master in dealing. Who was then in the past year. And it's very new, and it has nothing to do with the kind of art.